This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. That's a week in the books. Well, almost. It will be shortly. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Is it Patrick tonight? Have I got Patrick over there on the board? I don't mind if you actually answer verbally, unless you're shy. If you're bashful, that's fine. Did I hit you too hard? Was that too much cacophonic shot coming your way? Was that okay? Was that a decent level coming your way?
No, that was fine.
Okay, good. I did it last night, the first time out of the box, and I had it turned up way too hard, and I just about made my head implode or explode. No whatever worries. It did on my end, it was just about killing me, and I presumed it was going out that loud all over. Good deal. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. When you go to the doctor, most doctors don't care whether you own guns and won't bother asking because they don't have the time. They may make some small talk with you if they have a shared interest. But occasionally one will ask the question as if it has something to do with a routine medical, preventative care. So here's the scene. A physician's exam room complete with a chair, small desk, exam table, cabinets full of mystery items, and, of course, a computer. They can't go anywhere. I don't know when that happened either. Every time I go to the doctor, when I was having the heart issue, they never looked at anything. They just typed. So, version one, how it ought to go if the doctor even asks. Doctor comes in. Well, what seems to be the trouble? Here you are. It's my sacroiliac or whatever it is. Doctor says after a quick exam, all right, take this prescription and come back in 2 weeks for a recheck. By the way, my specialty organization recommends that we ask and counsel patients about guns. Why in the world, doc? Well, because they're dangerous. So do you own any? You mean dangerous, like driving and swimming and using power tools and ladders? Since that's not why I came to you, it's not relevant, is it? I'll just put that down as non-applicable then. Fine with me, Doc. Thanks. Then there's version two of how it might go if the doctor is more persistent. Doctor says, what seems to be the trouble? It's my sacroiliac. Doctor, after a quick exam, all right, let's take this prescription, come back in 2 weeks for a recheck. By the way, my specialty organization recommends that we ask and counsel patients about guns. Why in the world, Doc? Because they're really dangerous. So do you own any? Well, my family has always had guns. I'm comfortable with them. I'm sure you know that guns kill over 30,000 Americans every year, and when they are present, make firearms injury and death even more of a risk. I suppose so, but no one in my family or anyone I know who follows safety rules has ever had an unintended discharge. As I recall, less than 0.1% of gun owners are ever involved in shootings, even though most even have more than one gun. And what do you mean by guns killed, Doc? I never saw a gun do anything without someone making it. Maybe so, but did you know that they should always be kept locked up with the ammunition locked separately in another room? Well, I've heard that. It'd be really tough to do in our one room camp cabin. And wouldn't it get confusing if you have to go all over the house unlocking multiple storage units just to work on your gun reload or actually shoot the things? I wouldn't know, but that's what they say. You want to know about gun safety, don't you? Oh, do you mean Cooper's 4 rules, the NRA's 3 rules, the NSSF's 10 rules of safe gun handling, or maybe Revy's 3 accident-proof rules? That's a lot of rules. 20 rules to remember how to use a gun? Well, there's some overlap. What do you mean by gun safety anyway, Doc? All I know is about locking up guns and ammunition in separate rooms, and that for you and your family's safety, I'm supposed to advise you to get rid of them because so many people get hurt by them. Gee, I always thought that gun safety was about using guns safely like we always do. But if everyone got rid of them, how safe would that be? How would people be able to protect themselves against violence, especially women, the elderly, and the disabled? Well, I don't have all the answers. Sounds like you just have one or two, no matter what the question is. I can't cover every hazard in detail. Life is full of them. Yeah. People die in traffic accidents and drownings and poisoning lots more than in shootings. So, do you mean we shouldn't drive, swim, or use any chemical unless it can be swallowed? No, that would be going too far. There's good in all of those. Just be careful not to get hurt. Now, there's some good advice, Doc. Hope you understand that's what smart people do with guns, too. Well, that does make sense. You might know best how to handle your own guns, depending on how you use them and who else might be around. Yeah, I think so, Doc. So, do you own any guns? You never answered that question. No, I didn't. Why do you want to know again? It was only to tell you how to be safe with them, but I've got this electronic medical record form to fill in the information, too. Well, I know what your advice was now. What happens to information about guns in that record? Oh, all of your information is confidential and can't be shared without your permission unless, as you've already signed for, it has anything to do with coordinating treatment, quality reporting required by insurers or the government, or communicating for any business purposes with other organizations. That doesn't sound too private. Has patient information ever gotten stolen from electronic records? I never heard of information from locked-up paper charts getting out. Yeah, well, a few times, but electronic records are supposed to increase the quality of care. So how much has been stolen? Well, millions, including clinical, financial, and personal information, have been hacked from electronic databases. Sounds like more good reason not to go into anything that's not about medical care I need then. You know, I just wonder why the medical world gets so focused on guns when we hear that hundreds of thousands of patients die from medical mistakes every year. I'll tell you what. Let's just skip this stuff about guns and I'll try not to make any mistakes on you. Okay, Doc. I really would appreciate that. When your doctor, or if your doctor starts to question you about guns, you can either play him that way, which is exactly the way I would do it. And this, by the way, you can find all of this at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. That was by Robert Young, M.D. Or you can just simply say, nope, don't got any. Because everything you say to a doctor now, via Obamacare, goes to the federal government. Why do you think they're trying to take the gun rights from veterans via a medical care treatment scheme and through Social Security, which also has something to do with medical care, with the 4.5 million people they're targeting there? They're coming for it in health care. Everybody talked about this when Obamacare was being considered. Nobody listened, and now we have Obamacare. So, when you see the doctor, just tell him about your sacroiliac. And, you know, if he wants to know about guns, then just simply say, well, I don't know, Doc. Who died? Let's see. There's 33,000 people that die from guns. Two-thirds of them suicide. How many people die from medical misadventure? See where that takes you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time is life's situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
I need to get one of those and review one of those for you, give you my impression of them. I've held them. I love the way they're balanced. They're very well balanced, very well put together, but I haven't shot one yet. Check them out, hdfirearms.com. There's been enormous self-evident facts that have been lost in the national debate about disarming or subarming the American public. But with between 100 million and 136 million people armed and something like 60 to 80 million homes, raise or lower those figures by some percentage if you are pro this or anti that, and the PhDs do not agree precisely on this, but that's the ballpark, and it's a lot by any standard. The Worldwide Gun Owners Guide places us in the top 10 of nations with armed publics, which is virtually all nations to some degree. Now, all those armed people in all those armed homes, they have nothing to do with the astounding murder rate reported recently for, say, Chicago, or any of the other murder and crime zones the news media proliferates like eye and mind candy. They have never been and they never will be. Now, that's due to one simple fact the media, and especially the anti-gun rights people, don't want to face, which they prefer to distort and pretend doesn't exist. To the greatest extent, people with guns don't shoot each other. Now, criminals with guns will shoot each other, but, you know, we're talking about millions of tens of millions of people daily do not shoot each other with their guns. I carried one everywhere I went today. Did not shoot anybody with it all day long. Decent people who buy guns by the millions every month go through the background checks or avoid the FBI list and background checks and buy used guns from friends and relatives. They have no intention of doing anyone any harm, and then they don't do it. They live their entire lives armed to the teeth and die peacefully in their beds, leaving their caches to their families and their wills. Or they sell them to other good people when they get real old. This is something that gets ignored. It's ignored horribly. These bedrock facts are lost on the hoplophobes, and, you know, these are the people with the morbid fear of guns. It's a gun! The talking head news pundits and others who are terrified of guns and gun owners have no clue. Their understanding of the subject, standing way outside the real world, is distorted and affected by one of their two washing machines. Not the one for their clothes, the one with a 55-inch flat screen for their brains. Gunless people get zero accurate news about what real people with real guns do with those things, and it doesn't include killing people most of the time. That's what criminals with guns do. In the real world, guns save lives. Guns stop crime. Guns protect you. Guns are for safety. Guns are fun. Guns are fun! Now, how often does any of that make the news? Guns are why we enjoy any modicum of freedom at all. And it's not as free as it could be, but you know what? It would be a lot worse without guns. You thought the news was fair and balanced, didn't you? People with guns don't kill people. Criminals do. People are what you call good. People are good. Like you, hearing this, and you telling this to your friends and relatives that are good. You're good. Real people with guns go through about 10 billion rounds of ammunition annually. 10 billion rounds. I still see people talking about the 1.6 billion rounds that the Department of Homeland Security requisitioned and got a bid for, although they never actually physically got it. And we go through 10 billion rounds annually here in the United States. So, you know, it's shot at the range and for plinking, you know, the informal target practice outdoors, and hunting and for stockpiling cases needed, like water and batteries and candles and canned goods and other reasonable measures against the perils of modern life. Ask the people of Hurricane Sandy up in the Northeast. When that hit, there were neighborhoods that were throwing up plywood signs saying, "This neighborhood is armed," to keep out looters. And everybody was proud and happy to be armed. And they were proud and happy to know people that were armed in case they weren't. Virtually all of the guns made and sold and owned in this country have never been fired in a hostile situation. Just like fire extinguishers, only when desperately needed. As a matter of fact, it's exactly like fire extinguishers, except guns don't lose pressure like fire extinguishers do. Look around the world at the strife, at the massive migrations. And after you finish telling yourself it could never happen here, make sure you have at least candles and water and some precious metals, primarily lead and brass. And don't be an idiot. If you have those things, take some of that out and go practice with it. You've got to at least be able to outshoot the criminals. You don't have to outshoot me. This is like if me and you are being chased by a bear, I only have to outrun you. But don't worry, you're going to outrun me. But you've only got to be able to outshoot the criminals who shoot people if they come out of the bad part of town. See, one thing the hoplophobes... I mean, all of that I just told you is something that is never considered, ever. It's always about the guns. There's just too many guns. The people who have guns are terrorists. The people who have guns are holding the nation hostage. This is what the Democratic nominee would have you believe. President Barack Obama doesn't believe anybody should be able to own handguns. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, California, they all want to... And to their best extent, California, I don't know how they managed to do it, but they have everything in place. They just, I don't know how well they execute it. All of those states try to put their boot on the neck of gun owners, but I don't know how well that works out. In the rest of the nation, that's not happening. So the next time you hear somebody talking about gun control, just remember that tens of millions of people with probably more than one gun shoot nobody every day. And we shoot a lot. We just don't shoot anybody. And that's why their premise is preposterous. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HPFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at HPFirearms.com. I'm going to either try to go down there or get them to send me something to play with or something. I need to shoot some of their stuff. They do both AR-15s and they do a very good ergonomic retrofit of Glock pistols. So HDFirearms.com. A Democratic state senator in Hawaii recently introduced a bill that would register Hawaiian gun owners to an FBI database. This came out a few days ago. I haven't covered it. Well, because I've been a little preoccupied. But it will be compulsory. Gun owners would likely have to pay a fee for the compulsory coverage and the cost of being enrolled in the database. The bill stipulates that gun owners would be registered to the database so that federal authorities would know if they had been arrested in a state other than Hawaii. Don't they already have to go through a background check? I mean, I know that it's probably a long distance call, but in Hawaii, if you buy a gun, do you have to go through a background check? Doesn't that check that? It doesn't matter. Enrollment in the database is mandatory for any Hawaiian who owns a gun, even those who've never been arrested. One Hawaiian named John Lowe, a former firearms instructor, stated that the new proposal made him and other gun owners feel like Big Brother is watching them. Honolulu Police Department Major Richard Robinson, who helped draft the bill, believes it will prevent dangerous people from obtaining guns. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm pro-law enforcement down the road. But if you are law enforcement and you're out there drafting bills that violate your oath, pal,
you know what? And he's in the police, so he probably doesn't run for election or anything. So he's just been hired, and he's a major, so he's, you know, he's up there. But anyway, he states that this will prevent dangerous people from obtaining guns. He does not state how that will happen. He does not say, you want to know how he would know this would not happen? He would have to know where each and every gun in the state of Hawaii is. Every gun. Not most of them, not some of them, all of them. And he doesn't. So he can't answer that question. How do you know that? How will it stop him? It won't. He states that when his department used background checks on people who registered firearms, we were only discovering things by accident. Do they not have to go through a background check to buy the gun? He says that the department often only discovers that gun owners have a criminal history when they attempt to register a new gun. They happen to come register another firearm, we run another background check, and then we find out they're a prohibited person. Okay, how'd they get the gun? If they went through a background check, how did they get the gun? Says the department, you know. Some say the bill oversteps legal boundaries and it violates the Second Amendment. Yeah, it does. This is them. You know, they're trying to be little California and start something that will spread. According to the NRA, this is an extremely dangerous bill. Exercising a constitutional right is not inherently suspicious. Hawaii will now be treating firearms as suspect and subject to constant monitoring. Truth. Truth. No word on Dog the Bounty Hunter has any guns. No word on if they're going to continue to show Hawaii 5-0 with all the guns they fire. I like that show. Anyway, a while back, and I don't currently own one, although I may be changing that in the coming weeks, but a while back, I made a statement that the best gun out of the box, without fail, without any conditions at all coming from me, the best gun out of the box today, in my opinion, is the SIG 320, the P320. Polymer lower, steel upper, the now famous formula started by and revolutionized by Glock. Now, Glock has dominated the law enforcement pistol market for decades. And their domination, much like Colt, everybody knows about Colt's problem, their domination has made them complacent. And they do roll out variations of the same old theme every so often. It's clear that the innovation is was over with. When the Glock 17 was made, that's as far as they took it. This lack of spark has made it possible for other companies to start slicing into the law enforcement handgun pie. And SIG is pushing hard with their 320. And like the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, they're the latest to get into this. They said goodbye to the old 40 caliber Glock 23 and recently finished equipping its deputies with 40 caliber SIG P320s. That's because sheriff's officials said Sig Sauer offered to replace their entire arsenal at no cost, sealing the deal. That's a pretty good deal. That's a victory for the New Hampshire gun manufacturer over its Austrian rival Glock. Both are among the world's top producers of handguns, but Glock has been a major player in the law enforcement market. And apparently, Pasco is in the Tampa Bay area. Sheriff's officials said on top of being free, the Sig Sauer pistols are safer. Sig Sauer gave the agency about 770 new handguns, which have a retail price of around $575, $600 apiece. They offer a safety feature that the Glocks don't, but the sheriff's official said it played no role in their decision. They don't require pulling the trigger to disassemble for cleaning. Both the subcompact 23 and the full-size 35s that the SWAT deputies are used required pulling the trigger. If a round were accidentally left in the chamber, the result could be catastrophic. Well, yeah, it could be. Did that happen in Pasco County? That's my question. Sheriff's officials said they didn't know how many times one of their deputies accidentally discharged an agency Glock while taking it apart. But I don't think there's any risk of Glock losing the market anytime soon. But history shows us that companies either innovate or they die. Offering a new barrel or a new caliber length or finally making a single stack gun a decade after the market demanded, it's not innovating, it's treading water. I look at SIG more than I do at Smith to bite into this market of theirs. 30 years ago, Glock was offering disruptive technology, and today they're coasting. And if they don't get their act together, and really soon, they're going to wake up one day as the CompuServe of the handgun world, and not just in the law enforcement market. I'm going to be contacting my guys at Agency Arms, and I'm going to faithfully request to them that they do a P320 that I want to send them. I'm going to ask them to do that. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know what they'll say. But these guys are, you know, Randy Niesvonder and Michael Parks, they have like brains that weigh 12 pounds each. They could figure something out. My only problem with the SIG was I couldn't find a holster for it. And except for the stupid SIG holster that it comes with. And that was about it. And I had the full-size gun. I need the Glock 19-sized gun in the SIG. I love the trigger guard. The trigger guard is gigantic. You can pull that trigger with a pair of mittens on. Everything about that gun is better. The rail is better. Everything about it is better. So, as I say that, I'm carrying my Agency Glocks faithfully every day. And I will continue to do so. But there may be a disruption on the horizon. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048.
It's sort of interesting that bump is what's playing. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at HDFirearms.com. Like I said, they're very close to me. They're just outside of Atlanta. And I want to go shoot some of their stuff. They have this marvelous outdoor testing facility that is not a range. It's their range, but it's not open to the public. So when we go out there, we'll be alone. That'll be cool. I want to tell you sort of a neat story that happened to me today. I've been dieting. And I found this place that does, he rehabs bicycles. And my knees are really bad. My knees are bad. One hip is sort of bad. But I need to do cardio. Now, I've lost a fair amount of weight. I still have a fair amount of weight to lose. I mean, I'm still overweight, but I'm not obese anymore. That's nice. So I decided to start biking. To help cut some weight. And it's going to work. I've been biking since I picked the bike up. But I had planned to go by a gun shop. Back in 2014, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but back in 2014, I had a sponsor called Adams Arms. And Adams Arms is a great company. And they do their own manufacturing and everything else. And T.K. Martindale, who used to be a gunsmith up here and used to work on my guns up here before he went to Adams, is now a weapons designer there. And as part of their deal, they allowed T.K. to build me an AR-15 made entirely to my specifications. Now, what was cool about that happening, you know, what was cool about that today, when this guy rebuilt this bike for me, I bought it back on Monday, and he has been rebuilding it since then, taking my measurements, the seat's the perfect height, the handlebars are the perfect height, the frame is the perfect height, the wheels are the right height, everything is good. This is not me buying some bike off the rack. This is me being fitted for a bike and the bike being fitted to me. And that's good because I'll probably ride it. A lot of people buy bikes and then ride them for a week and then park them. And I'm not going to be parking mine. I'm going to be riding mine. Which reminded, you know, that's sort of like that AR-15. Now, in 2015, in early 2015, when I had the heart attack, of course, a lot of things fell by the wayside. And there was a lot of things I could not do. And I never went to Adams Arms and said, listen, would you guys like to renew marketing with me? because I didn't feel like I'd done anything for them. And as a rule, whenever I'm not, whenever I have equipment that is no longer a sponsor of mine, I sell it. I normally sell it. And that AR-15 that I sold, that one that was made exactly for my length of pull, even with the adjustment, the tube and everything else, the trigger was exactly perfect, and it was a 14.5 with a 1.5-inch muzzle device. It was perfect. Everything was perfect about it. It even had my logo on the magazine well. I sold that, and it was gone. So I went by this gun shop today, which happened to be the one that I had sold it to. I'd been in there many times. They had sold that gun a while back. Somebody that actually listened to the gun show saw that and bought it. Saw the crest on the logo on the side. Saw that and bought it. And I went in there to talk about something else altogether different. So I'm sitting there talking, and the people I'm talking to, they have to step away, and I just sort of meander around. And I look at their AR-15s, and on the rack sitting there is that Adams Arms AR-15 that was made for me on the rack. And I asked them to let me see it, and sure enough, there was my logo on the side. And what had happened, whoever had bought it had fallen on hard times, and he had to sell it back to them. And so I thought about this for a very hard minute, because normally when I'm making any sort of a buy on a gun, there's been a lot of research that has gone into it. Well, with that gun, I didn't have to. And so I brought it home again. And for those of you that can see on the video feed, that right there, that white all against the black, that is my logo. This is the only weapon in the world that has my logo on it. It was made for me by T.K. Martindale. It is in almost its complete and total original configuration. Whoever had it took away the backup sights, which is okay because I don't like backup sights anyway. If I need some, I'll get some more. But the gun, the trigger, the length, everything else, the weight, the backup sights had nothing to do with that. That was just something they put on as an aftermarket piece. I got my rifle back today. So today was a good day. I've been having a good week. And, you know, I don't know. I've never seen a gun that I've ever sold again. And I've had a few that were unique enough to where I would recognize them if I saw them on the street. And I find, you know, I've had guns given to me by gun companies before that were not made for me. This is the only one that's ever been made for me. So I have the T.K. Martindale Masterpiece again, which for me is so incredibly cool. I don't even know how to quantify it. I don't even know how to put it to you. It's like a renewal. It's like a moment of, you know, I'm sitting here trying to make a new me, and the one, you know, sometimes I sit around and I have these regrets about this I've done or that I've done, and I regretted getting rid of this rifle, but I have it back now, and just like coming back from the heart attack, and just like losing some weight, and just like attacking things from different angles and everything, and trying to whittle myself back down to the semblance of some person having some sort of decent health and some time left on the clock, and quitting smoking and all this other stuff. There were some things that I lost that I just didn't really want to lose. And I got one. I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, it's like building a model out of wood like they used to back in the very old days, and putting it together and having it sit in your house forever, and then it vanishes. Or maybe your grandfather did it or something. Finding this means that the one gun in the world that has my logo on it resides with me now. And for me, that's pretty cool. And I'm enjoying that. I can't wait till JT has some free time. We're going to take this to the SWAT range, and I'm going to run it to death. I'm going to see. I never got, you know, I was rehabilitating from a heart attack. I couldn't pick up a jug of milk with two hands for 90 days. So now I get to take this out, and I'm going to see how far it'll go. I know that James Jager got one of theirs, and I think he did eventually break it, but he had to try really, really hard. I'm not going to shoot it that much. And I'm not going to mistreat it either, because I like my tools. My tools are nice tools, and I want my tools to stay with me for a good long time. But I just wanted to share that with you, with all the bad, all the messed up stuff that I bring to you on a regular basis. For me, today, this was a good day. For all of you that have ever had that one gun that got away from you, this was one like that. That, you know, you got rid of it and you sit around and you say, boy, I really wish I had that one gun. See, my favorite 45 of all time was a Smith & Wesson 4506. Can't find one to save my life. Anywhere. I would buy one, but those guns were never made for me. This gun was made for me. This was one of the one gun type things that you'd ever talk about, and it's here. So today was a good day. We'll get back on all the other stuff to make you mad when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.